Questionnaire. I'm not testing your responses. It's only because I'm not a qualified neurologist and it hasn't been passed by an ethics board. And the other barriers between us. I made a game where I secretly test people's global abstract reasoning. Although it's not so secret, because I have no filter and I tell everyone that's what I'm doing. 10 large sheets of paper are hung at roughly 1 meter height. Each is approximately a meter long by half a meter high. The paper is held on their top edges by pastel-coloured clips with string that connects them to the railing above. They float in front of the black curtain. The words on the papers are handwritten in Sharpie pen in confident lines. Some words are emboldened, others softer. The spacing on each is meticulously placed. Each paper references a different page of a questionnaire workshop booklet. A summary of each panel running left to right. The Sublime Stim page features information about the context of the questionnaire. This includes information about the purpose and reference of the questionnaire. Prologue pages speak to reframing and reclaiming autistic tests. Sensory mapping invites the reader to answer felt sense questions around sound, visual, and touch prompts. Echolalia feature on this page. Echolalia is described here as the repetition of sounds. Proprioception on the adjoining page is exemplified through the act of draping your body. Proprioception titles the next page too. Follow-up questions beneath the heading are around sensory deprivation. Sense memory speaks to the notion of senses sparking memories. Further questions about sensory seeking. Vestibular, movement, reads as the next header. Below, it speaks of objects in your mouth and the colour of food. Vestibular headers the next page. With it, questions around secret stimming and regulating. The final card is half the size of the others. It declares the names of the artists who made this particular work. An example, transcriber of political words and director of Sharpies.